Hello there, and welcome back to the Natalie and
Dennis
Show podcast. Wow, we're actually speaking English again. What happened last time? Oh, was I dubbed? What was going on there?
I know, that was a fun episode. Honestly, a lot harder than I thought. And yeah, it was a good time. Happy Friday, everyone.
You know, we also posted a Spanish TikTok around the same time. You've created a little bit of like Spanish content.
That's so interesting.
I feel like it's an untapped market. And, you know, we actually got a lot of positive feedback from that other podcast. I feel bad for both audiences, surprisingly. I obviously feel bad for English because they miss out on an episode. They wait all Friday and mm-hmm. they don't get it. And then Spanish in general, I mean, if you're already listening to us, it means you know a little bit of English, right?
Yeah.
And then in terms of Spanish, right, if you only speak Spanish, then you can't understand what I'm even saying right now. So what's up? Are we going to, do you feel like you're going to create more Spanish content? Like, where's that going?
You know, that was really interesting. First of all, if you're watching the visuals, we're going to be getting ready. Dennis has all of his skincare, even nail polish.
I got my man care here.
Yeah, because Get Ready With Me's have been really popular again. And I feel like I've been seeing them more on YouTube. Again, it kind of feels like old school.
And TikTok.
So yeah, so I did a Get Ready With Me in Spanish and I was really surprised by just the people, like the viewership.
I'm very curious. I feel like the era of trends on YouTube is dead and it's been dead for a while. And honestly, I feel like a lot of the female content on the platform is kind of stagnant. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of refreshes of the same title, same thumbnails. Everybody's copying everybody. It's the same thing everywhere. And it's just constant Get Readies with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, when is someone going to take a chance and do something different, you know?
Well, I don't know. I think that a lot of also creators who I started with, and even I just noticed a more casual form on YouTube. I think a lot of people are a little bit overstimulated by all the content. Like nowadays, you're not just posting on YouTube. You're posting on TikTok. You're posting on Instagram. You're posting on YouTube Shorts. Like it's a lot.
So
to keep up as a content creator.
I actually have a question for you guys, right?
Yeah.
So when I sit down, the first app, like let's say I'm at leisure. Mm-hmm. It is my break time. It's right after lunch. I got like 15 minutes to myself, right? Yeah. I have an order at which I open apps. Like that is the order.
Oh, really?
So tell I go me. Like, okay, first TikTok, mm-hmm. right? I'll scroll maybe 10 times.
Okay.
I'll see maybe 10 TikToks. And then I'll go on Instagram for a little bit. I'll maybe go maybe 15 squares down just mm-hmm. to kind of see what's going on at the top of the feed. And then I'll hit up Reddit for soccer and for all sorts of stuff. But what is the order in which you do you go from one app to the other or do you do one app per session of phone use?
It depends what I'm doing. I think if I'm on the go and I kind of just need like a distraction, I'm on TikTok. Like that's my go-to. If
you're
I'm
quick
like at a doctor's. Actually, I don't think I watch TikToks. I don't usually take my phone out during stuff like that. But I feel like YouTube, I only listen to it when I'm at home. It's either I'm doing my makeup and I just want to casually put it there or I'm organizing my house and I want to listen to like a good podcast. That's where I
longer usually, periods of time.
Yeah.
So you don't even open it to check anything. You're not like, hey, who? What's going on?
I'm not waiting
on?
For anybody. Mm-mm.
You know, how often do you use the watch later feature?
Oh, actually a lot. But that's why I save it to then like do my makeup and have like a good thing to listen to.
So you do occasionally open it to save to watch later to then.
Yes, okay. I do that. Yeah, yeah.
David,
yeah.
La orden de las aplicaciones en las que la abre cuando tiene tiempo libre.
It depends on what I'm doing. If I'm eating, I like watch a show. So novela I'm watching. The name is Rigo.
Eating is a big one.
Yes, eating is a big one.
Yeah. Me too.
I actually like YouTube when I'm eating.
Yeah,
I don't
me
know
too.
About you guys.
Me too.
Yeah, you no. For me, it's a show.
Oh, a show.
Some Netflix. Yeah, some novela.
Novela. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then what else?
And after that, going Facebook. If I'm not doing like so much, if I something quickly for this track, like Natalie say, it's TikTok.
Yeah, it's so much harder to do my makeup and like have all.
I
this
haven't
stuff
even
here.
Started. We have a whole hour to do a Get Ready With Me.
In
air quotes, and like my Get Readies with me are just straight up. Moisturizer sometimes, you know.
Can I talk about this stuff. Cool product?
Yeah,
it's
go ahead.
Clear look, but the moment I put it on,
wow, it turns pink.
No way,
that's cool.
Same thing for like the lips.
Wow,
it's really neat.
You can put it in your lips too?
You can, yeah, yeah. It's like the same. But I just put on lip gloss, so yeah, it's like... Yeah.
That's really neat, Natalie.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
And multifusion.
Very much, yeah.
So...
But yeah, I don't know. We just wanted to like relax with you guys today, have a very casual chat. And we do have some big life update things to update you on. So we're excited about... But you know what? Here's what I think.
Tell me.
They always say not to speak too soon.
But it's almost here.
But I feel like we spoke too soon about this and it kind of jinxed us. What if it does it again?
It's up to you. You decide.
Oh, shoot.
There's one that's closer than the other.
Oh, you get just excited, the audience. And you...
Okay, fine. Yeah, we'll just get you guys excited. We won't actually say, though, because I think that... Seriously, I'm afraid to jinx it.
I'm allowing you to do whatever you want.
All right. Well, product is finally coming for offline humans. It's so exciting. It's been a long time in the works. One of the things is something you guys have been asking me for a very long time. And the other thing is something completely different. We've never done anything like this. And I've been giving you guys sneak peeks on Instagram.
Ooh. That's how you're going to leave them off. You're not going to say anything.
I know. That's kind of annoying, right?
Yeah.
It's because
but
you tell...
But the thing is, I'm scared. Because
sometimes when you tell the things before, the energy go your way.
That's the truth.
It's like when you tell people, I'm going to go to the gym and you don't do it.
I'm scared.
No. Like in general for people.
No. It's like if you're going to buy a house and you say, oh, I'm going to buy a house to everyone.
You don't want to speak about it too soon.
All right.
Okay. So. Well, here's what I will tell you.
Give a little spoiler.
A little spoiler?
Yes.
You can drink it.
Ooh.
All natural. straight from the hills of Colombia.
From Colombia.
And it's not cocaine or weed.
Oh my god, no, it's definitely not that, but I've been hinting on it on Instagram. And then the other one, of course, is a journal. And
so you're just saying everything now.
No, but I'm not saying when or what. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, people can guess what exactly. Is that, the comments.
Yeah, so, you can stay tuned with me on Instagram. I'll let you guys know. But here's another life update.
Go ahead.
I told Dennis that this year is our travel era. We're
going to
be... Yeah, I told him, I said...
I'm happy for you guys.
I'm happy for us, too, because literally...
You guys deserve it.
We do deserve it. No, we've been needing, I think it's important. Like, I want to, I'd love to go to, actually, we were looking at a YouTube video today of Boston. We should do like a little getaway just to.
I told you that we can literally go anywhere for a weekend.
That's fun. The first one we're going is Japan. That's going to be our like a breakthrough little trip.
Well, first and foremost, you guys are also invited to all of these trips. We will be vlogging. It is going to create some fun content for the main channel.
So we're doing that. I actually want to go to Brazil, even though Dennis...
Oy, Brazil is hard, hard.
Hard, hard?
It's so good.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. So we'll see. But that's not on the books yet. I'm just letting him know. No. So, oh my God, I can't do this or see anything. This is so much harder than I thought. Colombia, we're going twice this year. That's going to be really fun.
Maybe more than twice.
Maybe
I feel.
More?
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities in Colombia this year for us.
Okay, okay. Yes.
You going this summer, guys?
Yeah, we are going
August.
Okay. Wow, I can't find anything. This is so annoying.
Well, you mentioned Instagram a little while ago, and you did a lot of questions on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You asked your followers, what they wanted to know about us. So, and seeing that we're doing a Get Ready With Me, and most people do Q&As as they get ready. Let's answer some of the questions, right? They're
very simple.
They're very easy, and then we'll move into bigger topics. But one of them was asking how we stay motivated to go to the gym. You, Natalie, I feel have, I don't want to say fallen off, but are being a little bit more loose in terms of when you feel like going and when not to.
Yeah, I feel like you just said it, though. What do I say about that? I think there's phases in life. Like, I think that I was in my... I'm going to get very healthy phase and like work out all the time and stuff like that. And right now I'm kind of like, let's just enjoy it just a little bit more, right? I've learned about nutrition. I've learned about what my body likes. And I also think I got bored a little bit, right? For a bit, I was doing rock climbing. And then for another little bit, I was doing like high intensity workouts. And then I was like, let's go to dance. Like, let's do salsa. And then I was like, let's go to Pilates and let's try that.
Yeah.
So I think I'm always kind of changing it up, but I do think it's good to have a routine. And I've learned that for myself, I don't really have a lot of motivation, surprisingly. Mm. Like a lot of people comment, oh my God, how do you stay so productive? And it's like, I was laying in bed today till 11.
Makes sense.
Like I had it because all day, sorry, all month, I've been like, go, 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 go. I wake up early. I'm doing this. But today I just couldn't do it. Like I literally was like, you know? So sometimes you don't have motivation. Sometimes you do have to push yourself and just give like 1% every day.
Yeah.
So that's the truth.
All right. I think it all comes down to personality and you as a person, that's who true. You are, right?
That's true.
Natalie is very quick to get tired of even what she eats.
Yep.
Let's say I make eggs for 3 days straight. She's done.
Oh my God.
By literally. That third day, Natalie's over it, right?
Yeah.
So I can't expect her to follow a routine for too long. Just like eating, her routine needs to change. But so when she goes to the gym consistently, at first, yeah, maybe she's excited about it. Hey, it's a new flavor, kind of like food. And then all of a sudden wants to make a change.
But tell me how Dennis wanted to make us eggs for dinner.
Yes.
For the past like month.
I did not make eggs for dinner for the past month.
Eggs.
I'm tired as grandpa.
Like we have eggs for breakfast. Cool. That's fun. But eggs every dinner. Was it yesterday or Monday? I was like, no. I was like, no more eggs. I can't.
Let me just say the first maybe 4 or 5 times going to the gym, you're going to feel uncomfortable. It's a new thing that you're just doing, right? And then let's say like that 10th time where you're just accustomed to going at the same time every day or every other day, then it just becomes a habit. And you know what they say, habits form after 21 days of doing something.
I don't know if I believe that so much, but I do believe the one of...
Yeah, I don't think... I don't believe it that so much. Because because for that, why I get tired for wake up early so much.
Like people get accustomed to waking up early. My mom's woken up at 5 a.m. for like the past 15 years.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She always say, I'm so tired to wake up.
But she does it.
Yeah. I think one thing that's helped me, they call it habit compounding. So like, for example, whenever, let's say I want to build a new habit of doing my skincare, right? So I do my skincare as I watch a YouTube video. So I'm like, actually, I think that's a bad example. No, let's say I do my skincare and I want to floss. So then, fuck that. I don't know. I'm not in the mood for this.
I think what Natalie's trying to say is floss while you shower. And then you'll end up flossing.
No, what I want you guys to know is a lot of you think I'm very productive. And I just want you to know that, especially around about to be my period, I'm not very productive. I'm actually the opposite. So I just don't want you to think that I'm always productive because I'm not. I have my days where, like this week, I said no to everything.
Almost everything.
I didn't go to dance. I didn't go out with like a friend who invited me to have lunch. Like I just, like I've been saying no.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired. That's okay.
And that's totally valid and fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's important to understand that in yourself, because if you're somebody that gets really exhausted by social activities.
Yeah.
It's not fun when you're always forcing yourself to do things. If you just want to have a rotting day at home, like that's fine.
So we're going to jump off the questions for a second because this actually aligns very nicely with the topic I had.
But I need to say something else.
Okay.
It's also a privilege.
Yes.
Because not everybody gets to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's also something else. Like obviously not everybody, like today, I think that's why it's so difficult to compare what we do, because we do force ourselves to work during certain times. But I've also sometimes this week, like I've been working later, you know, so it's been a little bit like of an odd thing. I think what I'm trying to say is it's hard to expect somebody else to just also have a rotting day when they have to, you know, pay the bills and they have to go to work at a certain time. And like, it's not very... realistic.
Understood.
Yeah.
The thing is, for a lot of people, work is an 8 straight hours, right?
Yeah.
For others, it can be, 2 hours here, 2 hours there. Exactly. Work is just different, right? And so if you can like not work today, but work extra hard the rest of the days and still come, like it's just different.
And that's how I think people. Our job is. That's why I have the flexibility of saying
that. I mean, hell, sometimes we have a week where we get multiple hits and like our content's flowing and everything's going well, and then you know sometimes it's just a little slower, and that's just how it is.
That's true.
It's the nature of the beast. So the question and the topic that I was actually going to cover that you so nicely entered into was, what is actually healthy but most people don't believe it is? Right? And so doing nothing to decompress was one of them, right? Breathe and look out a window. That was just something that people believe is unhealthy, but is actually healthy.
When was the last time I did that?
Decompression?
I don't remember when the last time I just looked out the window and breathed.
Looking out the window is obviously a metaphor for it.
No, I know.
But decompression as in don't do anything. Just exist.
So I did that yesterday and the day before. That's why I'm saying this week was like, this month was go. And then this week has been like, and I was almost not proud of myself. Yeah. I got mad at myself yesterday. I was like, what the hell did I even do? I looked at my journal and I was like, what are you doing? You know? But then I looked at what you were telling me. You're like, oh my God, this month we've gone up like 30,000 on TikTok and we've had 3 brand sponsors and we've done this and that and that. And like you put into perspective, it's like it's all accumulating. But yeah, for me, I don't see that unless I'm doing it daily, isn't fair.
It's like the culmination of the work of a month, not spread out evenly.
Yep.
You know, maybe sometimes the beginning is slow and you end on, you know, fire and you just do really well at the end.
Yeah.
I do think decompression is really important. And I think it's when you get those moments to sit back and your brain kind of like gets, I don't want to say, how would I explain it? Fleshy again? Like,
it just has the ability to
like take in and like sponge up stuff. And then whenever you're kind of frying from overly working yourself, right?
Yeah.
Then it's like going haywire and static. And I imagine the brain like robot that's kind of freaking out when it's just not, it's being overworked.
I feel like you go to the gym every day. That's kind of your decompression. And it then is. You play at night.
The gaming for me is a massive level of decompression.
Yeah. I don't know what mine is because here's one thing that I realized last.
Maybe eat.
Honestly, yeah.
Would you consider eating a form of decompression for you?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's such a great one for me.
You binge shows. You watched Love is Blind. That's true. Watched The Bachelor. When you watch those shows, are you on autopilot? Like, are you actually decompressing or are you actively thinking and creating more thoughts?
No,
and
then, I'm decompressing. I am. Yeah. Okay. That is a form of decompression. I feel like rock climbing used to be a form of decompression for me as well. Like you really get lost. So that's something I love that like we started up again, like a routine, like we should go every week.
Oh, so you guys going to reclining together.
Yeah,
that looks so fun.
We went Saturday.
And I want to continue doing that as like a routine and a ritual where I wake up every week and, you know, we could do something and look forward to it.
Yes. How you guys feel?
Oh, so bad.
About rocking bad. Really bad.
So
you're
bad.
Really bad.
Really bad.
It's so crazy because I was
no
looking.
Way. Then,
no, I was.
No. I'm awful.
Gonna get proof. You're gonna get proof for real. You guys are so strong, both of you.
No, honestly,
rock climbing is not all about strength.
But we were not
strong.
Fluid.
Strong.
Yeah, we were not fluid. You know when you have those moments where you're like, whoosh, whoosh,
whoosh. Yes.
Like I was looking at some of my old videos of us rock climbing in Hawaii, and I was like, dang, I was like smooth, but. Last Saturday, I was hitting rocks and I was not smooth. It was rough, though.
It was bad.
Rough. Yeah. We got so pumped.
Yes.
You know.
And you guys sore get sore the next day?
No, yeah, I didn't. I didn't get sore the next day.
My hands are pretty sore.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, what is actually healthy, but most people don't believe it is? Another one is doing sports during pregnancy.
Oh my God. I was so shocked to see a full blown pregnant woman doing the box, not box jumps, but like box, what do you call it? Lunges?
Step ups, like the step ups.
But like full.
Yeah.
I never knew that. And when I saw her working out that hard, I was like, girl, what am I doing slacking over here? Because yeah, you can.
So the rule of thumb is
it's crazy.
You can't do it if your gynecologist tells you not to do it.
Gotcha.
Or if you feel pain.
Okay.
If you don't feel pain, you can still do it. Apparently, there was a really nosy lady who saw someone almost at full term running, and she called the gynecologist, and she was like, "Is it normal to see someone running like when they're 9 months pregnant?"
Well, I think that's a normal question. Maybe she was concerned.
So the gynecologist said that first of all, you don't know what part or stage of pregnancy somebody's in.
That's true.
And so you can't assume it's 9 months and she's running, right? And then the second thing is that a lot of people. For them, it actually benefits them to do sports because if you're still running at 8-9 months, there's more of a chance that post-pregnancy, you can return to your sport that much faster.
Honestly, you can't get that soccer plate. Yeah.
Kudos to those women. That must not be easy. That must yes. not be easy. I looked over. There's a few girls who have been pregnant during the term that I've gone, and it's very admirable.
Oof. It's very
and you
crazy.
Get heavy.
Yeah, you get heavy.
So that goes into what they were talking about in the comments. People criticize when there's weight gain during pregnancy, yet they also criticize you when you work out. So like, what do people want, right?
You never win as a woman.
I think in people in general will always be criticized.
You never win, let me tell you.
Another one of is healthy, but people don't believe it is, spending time alone and crying. Both of those are also healthy things to do.
I don't know about that one.
Crying is healthy.
Alone?
Separate topics.
I think it's healthy for you.
I think crying is healthy.
Tell me about that.
No, because when you cry, you're
releasing.
Yeah. No, you impress how many energy you have in there, and you're crying and think alone in your shower.
You know,
in your shower.
Actually, that's the best type of crying.
Yes, in the shower?
Yeah.
Yes, crying because in your shower alone.
I think for the best type of crying is in the car when you're driving.
Oh, that's so sad.
I have to do that one.
That's like a music video. Like,
you wipe a tear away at a red light. You're just like, ugh.
No, you know, I was never a shower crier, but here's why I started shower crying, because sometimes you don't want to be seen crying. So you cry in the shower.
Natalie.
Seriously.
If you're at home, no one's going to see you it's just me.
But that's the thing.
Do you hide yourself when you cry?
No, I was only hiding during that time because I was grieving my niece. Okay. And it was like a while. And I was like, shouldn't I be... Not that you're over somebody dying.
Yeah.
But I just felt like you couldn't relate to me. And so I was like, let me go cry in the shower. So I cried.
Now looking back at it, was it healthy?
I think I needed to cry.
So it is healthy. Yeah,
I guess it is.
Yeah, I think crying is healthy. I think
here's what happens. Here's when I don't think it's good for you. I had a moment where... I was taking that ADHD medication and I had a very high, and then I had this low of like depression. Mm-hmm. So low, I would close the blinds and start crying and just cry. It's like, girl, what
that's
are you
not
waiting
a natural
for?
Cry.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't natural. I was like, even myself, I understood. It's like, what are you doing? Like, get out. Don't be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe it was that, the medication.
I'm talking like natural, non-drugged crying. Like,
I want to ask you guys, how comfortable are you crying to others?
Me? Strangers or people I know?
To family members, people you know.
Ooh,
I haven't cried in a good while.
I never see you cry, Dennis.
I cry. I'm very sensitive, I think.
When was the last time you cried?
I'm very sensitive too.
I can't think of a moment that I've cried recently.
What about you, Davi?
The last time I cried? No, I'm not comfortable crying in front of people.
No. Okay. That's why you cry in the
shower. Yeah, no, my mom, I'm from my mom, my brother, yes. Mm-hmm. But like you, with you guys, I can't. I don't know. I think it's men, masculinity, don't let me cry in front of you guys.
I was going to say that.
But yeah. I think I can't cry in front of, maybe it's something really bad, you know?
Can I be honest? Like, sometimes I feel like it's easier for me to cry in front of strangers than it is for me to cry in front of people I love.
Not for me.
Because I don't want them to be worried about me. So, you know who the hardest people to cry in front of are? My parents.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hold that shit back.
No.
I don't think my parents have ever seen me cry.
No, my parents see me cry a lot.
My parents have
damn,
never
Davi,
seen me cry.
Damn, what's going on in your life?
No. Like before. Like when yo lloraba cuando me daban una pela muy dura, yo le lloraba duro frente a la cara a los dos.
I can imagine, like, silver tooth energy.
What?
You never heard about that?
No, what is that?
There's like those little Mexican kids with silver teeth.
Aww.
And so they say that they're like super street, like mentality. So they always get into trouble. And like, whenever they get in trouble, they scream. So that's how I see that. I'd be screaming and crying. Separate tooth energy.
So wait, how do we get to this topic of crying? I'm confused.
Healthy topics.
Oh, healthy. Yeah, yeah. Healthy things.
Talking about healthy, we're watching a show called Physical 100 on Netflix. It's those so good. Fuckers are healthy, obviously.
It's so good.
So good. A lot of them are, you know, Olympic athletes going up against actors, going up against, you know, the best in like judo and boxing and all these kinds of things.
But like, in case you haven't seen it, it's Korea's most strongest
people, competitors.
Yeah, so it's a really fun show, and they put them through, oh my god,
I know that we watched season one. You watched it with your mom and
I watched season one. You told me the last episode they robbed it today.
Oh, to the cyclist.
That's what they say. But
have you seen the new season?
No, I don't even know what's the new season. You guys watch it already?
Yeah.
Everything?
But no, faltan episodes. Okay. They're releasing like 3 episodes every week so that
But you can catch up. It's so good.
It's very good right now.
Oof, I love it. It's so like, honestly, I saw this one guy who was small.
Yeah.
Small in weight class.
Again, no spoilers.
Again. No. Yeah, oh, okay. Well, whatever. I'm going to have to spoil it.
Yeah.
All I want you to know is like.
So many people. So he's fine.
Usually when you see a bigger guy, you would think he's going to win. But this smaller guy was such a good wrestler. Dude, the way he would like use his hands and the technique. It's impressive though. Like it made me want to wrestle.
The thing is,
it made me want to learn wrestling.
The thing is,
wrestling is good.
How is this small guy pinning down this big guy?
Because the small guy was a gold Olympic winner versus an average wrestler.
Wow, it's still incredible.
Yeah.
Because honestly, okay, here's one thing about me. I usually feel very unsafe, like in parking lots. If I could wrestle like that.
I mean
like, I would not care.
Little man, it was jacked. He's you could tell he's strong. He did over, I think he did over 40 pull-ups in the competition.
Yep.
So yeah, no, that guy is not normal.
But can you just imagine? I don't know, that honestly, when I saw that, it planted a seed in
me. To do wrestling.
I was like, I want to do wrestling. Is there adult wrestling? Because I would love to try.
I think something that would be somewhat similar to that would be Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is what Juan and Jennifer do.
But isn't it a little more like respected? I want to get down.
No, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is like you take people to the ground and you make them give up. Like that's what it is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like you can break someone's arm if you wanted to. Like they teach you that. Yeah.
If you don't lose, if you don't tap,
they'll break your arm. Yeah, it's pretty intense.
But see, I don't like that. Isn't wrestling, wrestling?
Wrestling is when you pull like...
You pin someone down. That's what I want.
Jiu-Jitsu is very similar. They're actually very similar. They're different disciplines, but the wrestler, man...
Wrestling no es lo que se ponen como esas cosas pegadas, como unas licras.
Yeah.
Sí. Como,
sí. Y levantan al otro y lo ponen en el piso. Yeah.
Well, I want to do that. Wow. Can I... Like, imagine me pinning you down.
Oh.
Yeah. That would be insane.
It's like, you know, any other physical talent, like a rock climber, you know, is going to be much better at a weightlifter at rock climbing, you know, because you practice it. So if you practice wrestling for a long time... I was never really good at contact sports, like boxing. I did boxing for like a little bit with some friends. They bought some boxing gloves and I flinch. Hard. Mm-hmm. Like if you punch at me, like I close my eyes and like I'm really bad at it. The ability for a boxer to ignore that internal mental flinch and not blink when getting punched at, they say, is one of the hardest things to learn.
You see, I kind of feel like I have that in me because I...
You got that dog in you.
No, because I used to love flag football. I did lacrosse, even though it was no contact. It was still a lot harder. Like you would still bump into people. And I wanted to do water polo. My dad never let me. But like, I like those contact sports. I like to feel physical.
I mean, soccer is really fun.
Strong.
The most contact I've done is soccer. And like, I would slide tackle people all day, every day.
But see, soccer for me is like a mix of too much running. That's what I don't really like about that.
It's a great sport.
It's like, yeah. Well, anyways.
Anyways, Physical 100. Check it out on Netflix. We've enjoyed it. And then the other show that you've been recently watching is The Bachelor. Someone else asked about that.
Let's not talk about that one.
How are your feelings right now in terms of the ending of the show?
I think what makes me sad is that my audience doesn't watch The Bachelor.
That's what I was going to say. Why do you believe that your audience doesn't watch the show that you do?
I don't know. I'll post it on stories and I'll get like 2 replies compared to like when I usually post something and I get like hundreds. Like it's actually shocking.
The disparity.
Yeah. Like they don't watch The Bachelor.
You think it's the age?
But then what's the age group? Is it just college girls?
I've always seen college girls at watch parties watching The Bachelor together.
Damn, maybe I'm too old.
I've never seen a 12-year-old watch The Bachelor or a 13-year-old.
A 12-year-old?
Yeah, kids. They don't watch The Bachelor. They're not about lovey-dovey stuff.
You're saying that my audience are kids?
Your audience is all types.
Right.
So all age ranges. What I'm saying is
like what?
College is like the one for The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And then maybe like older ladies who like stay at home and don't do anything. Anyone younger than I think maybe 16.
I don't know if there's really much to talk about because nobody watches The Bachelor who's probably watching.
Well, just know that Natalie was upset at the ending. Yeah. Didn't like who got picked and just overall had a really bad time.
Yeah, because I think I thought that she had it in the bag. If you tell someone you're falling in love with them, but you don't tell the other girl, don't you think he's going to pick the girl he said he's falling in love with?
I guess.
So why would he pick the other girl?
Misleading you.
It was a big mislead.
As an audience member.
It was a big mislead. It was so sad. Actually, she said that when she was the top, when it was just her and the other girl, and the third girl had left, imagine that we're here about to cheers, right? We're about to cheers like this.
Yeah.
Okay? Cheers with me?
Cheers, cheers.
And she said that the way that they were looking at each other, it was like she wasn't even in the room.
The way the other two people were looking at each other?
The way he was looking at her and she was looking at him, it's like she wasn't even there. That she knew.
So from since that moment, she must have known.
Can you imagine how sad that must feel?
She felt like the third wheel.
That's terrible.
You know, surprisingly, this is a Get Ready With Me episode, and I have barely even done anything.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to get started.
You can't multitask.
I invite you to come on over to YouTube when you get the chance. I'm a big La Roche-Posay guy.
You want me to paint your nails?
Well, actually.
That might
do
be
you
kind of
want
fun.
To paint
yeah,
my
so
nails?
Yeah, so you can continue the conversation because I think you're flowing well.
Okay. Well, anyways, the next topic that we were going to cover was, hold on, people.
What color are you feeling?
You pick for me.
Wait, you guys, look at this. This is Dennis's nail polish collection.
I haven't actually painted my nails in quite a while.
He has so many different colors.
I like that one.
A lot of pastels.
They're all kind of like soft colors.
Blue. Okay, cool. All right, so tell me.
So the topic is hobbies. You actually came to me earlier today telling me that you wanted to talk about splitting your time amongst different hobbies and how you can, you know, be a jack of all trades, not master of one or whatever. You want to explain that a little bit?
But the topic was exactly how do you manage multiple interests, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, I swear to you, I want to do a new thing every single week.
That's how it is.
Like,
same with food. You get
like,
tired of things.
One week I wanted to be like really good at rock climbing, right? Then all of a sudden I want to be a dancer and like dance really great.
Okay.
And what I'm realizing is it's exhausting. Like I can't do all of that. I want to garden.
I think it goes deeper than just your hobbies, Natalie.
But you know what the problem is? I like to be good at everything I do.
I'm going to say it again. I think it goes deeper than your hobbies.
What do you mean?
When it comes to you making decisive decisions sometimes, it's a little bit hard. Like I get that from you. Yes.
I don't get it though. Explain.
I don't.
One time they say,
tell me.
Que mucho abarca, poco aprieta.
And that
means like, si uno abarca muchas cosas, uno no puede ser el mejor en todas las cosas.
Yes. And that's this English quote also says.
Yeah.
What is it that you... Jack of all trades, master of none, but better than a master of one.
I don't know. Do we agree with that? I don't think a jack of all trades is good.
Yo tampoco pienso que esa frase sea buena.
Why? Tell me.
I don't think it's good.
Why?
Porque no por lo que haga, pues puede ser bueno. Pero si uno se quiere enfocar, por ejemplo, rock climbing. If I want to focus on rock climbing, I know I have to go every day.
Yeah.
Or like...
But that's why that's saying it's trying to say that
I think
if
negative.
You have too many interests, you're not going to be good at any of them.
Yeah, but there's eras of that's a life. True. There's eras in your life. And so just because, okay, there's just so many ways this conversation can go. But I'm gonna play devil's advocate and say being a well-rounded person at everything isn't good.
Okay? Explain to me.
I don't 100% believe it, but I want to take that stance right now so that I can, you know, we can have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, and just like I had just previously said, there's eras in our lives,
that's
right?
That's true.
If you're in your rock climbing era, for example, you had an era that you were doing it. You were going
a lot.
I think the most you did was a V5. I think you did a V5, maybe even a V6.
I tried, but I couldn't do it.
Well, anyways, you were so dedicated. You were going alone to rock climbing by yourself, right? And you really stuck to it and you did it.
Yeah.
Right. Imagine if you were also doing salsa around that time. I don't think you would have been able to have done that V5.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. You know what's making me sad is, you know what my focus has been for the last month?
What is it?
It's been TikTok and social media.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to my salsa in 2 weeks. Why? Because I'm so behind. Because I literally need to practice and I don't have time.
You're telling me that you can't practice in the evening or in the weekends?
You don't always have the energy for that shit.
So that's different. I know. That's prioritization. But that's how much you want it.
No. Yes, it is. But that's what I'm trying to say. It sucks to want to do everything and you can't. Because I can go to salsa, I can go to rock climbing, and I can go to do my gardening and then do social media. But guess what? I'm going to suck at all of them that week.
I'm saying that being a jack of all trades is not the best response to things. Okay, let's say you're a mediocre salsa dancer who does V1s, right? You're a mediocre salsa dancer that does V1s and also occasionally does yarn stuff, like the crochet. But you barely know how to do anything and you can only do solid colors.
No, you know what I think it is? Like, come on now. I think it's also the fact that I'm an overachiever. Yeah. I want to be good at everything. I want to be the best.
Yes.
Excellent. So that's my problem.
It takes time.
And there was another really beautiful quote that said, the master has failed more times than the student has even tried. You know, but you don't see that.
But what is that saying?
What is it saying? That you need to try to even get better. Like, you need to put in the effort. The
totally. Work. Yes. But that's also contradicting, because what that is saying is that the master has dedicated the time to the thing. You know, would you rather be the master or the student?
The master.
Okay. Which means you put in the time, right?
Yeah.
to only one thing.
Why are you laughing at me, Abby?
No, because you're funny.
Because it's true, right? It's so me. I just want to be good at everything.
Yes, I know.
But that is hard. It is hard. I think maybe that's my downfall.
No, that's not something bad. Okay, I think that's something good.
If you could pick three things you'd be good at, but one of them needs to be your job.
Oy.
So your job takes up a spot, right? Does it not?
It does. It has to.
Okay, so it takes up a spot. So you only have two more, right?
You can't really be a grateful. I don't even have one.
You can't be this badass gardening bitch. Like, you can't be a gardening bitch and also be a rock climbing hoe. And you can't be a... Yeah, like, you can only extend yourself so much.
Oh, that sucks ass.
Are you going to cry?
It's my period.
In reality, we only have one life and we need to... Okay, how about this, right? What if you were that rock climbing bitch for like 3 years and then you stop and then you go do some pursue something else?
That's the thing. It makes you feel bad. You think every single time that I don't do rock climbing, I feel good? I'm like, oh, I should be there.
Okay, so why don't you do it more? What are you doing instead?
My focus is on something different right now. It's on building product. It's on connecting with my audience.
Yeah, no, but I don't agree.
And you know what? It makes me sad because I know when I'm a mom, that is why I'm afraid to be a mom, because I don't want to give all
You're missing
up.
A finger.
Sorry.
No, imagine.
I think you have to look good at your schedule and say, hey, realistically, what do I really want to be the best at? And then is it worth putting my time into that? And if I mastered that one thing, would I feel happy?
Like, you know what's something that I realized about myself is I do experience a little bit of FOMO sometimes when, let's say, I see somebody on social media and they're really thriving in their career and they're going to events and they're doing different things. But I know that my personality, I would be miserable getting ready for this event, going to just take pictures on the carpet, doing this. Like, that's not me. I had to learn and I had to accept that, right? But there's still FOMO in that. I think that's the part that's a little bit like...
What are you trying to get at?
I'm trying to get at that. I'm trying to curate the person that I want to become, but I struggle because it's also like, who am I really?
Okay.
And that person doesn't always align with who I want to become. For example, I want to host every week some friends for dinner.
Yeah.
Do I want to clean the house and go out and plan and get and send them the invitations and spend money and cook a meal and do all that? No, I don't want to do that. But I want to have my friends over.
It just seems like you might be lacking excitement.
Right now in this point in life?
Yeah. Are you bored?
Yes. Maybe I am.
There's so many layers to this. I feel like
is
you're
that why I want to travel?
Subconsciously seeing things as certain ways, but there's like signs of like other stuff.
That's so interesting. I think I'm not the only person that struggles with this though. Like I think that a lot of people are like, I want to travel right now and I want to do this and live my life, but then they're also like, I kind of just want to be home with my dog. And like,
did you ever have a friend in high school who was like in multiple sports?
No, I didn't actually.
Because it's not common.
Yeah.
Usually people only go out to varsity for one thing or that's two things. True. And what happens is they end up deciding on going for that one thing. Right? You'd be super blessed to be able to do multiple sports.
You know what's crazy?
There's very few people that can do that.
I was that girl.
Oh my God,
let me tell you, I was a part of Key Club. I was a part of Phi Theta Kappa. I was vice president for Phi Theta Kappa. I was VP for the dance team. I did lacrosse.
Natalie.
I'm just saying that's me. Maybe that's just who I am.
Guess what?
I like to be overwhelmed. Yeah,
but guess what? Then you started dating me and then you like dropped everything. When you dated me, you didn't do any sports. You were only in Key Club. And that was it.
But I was vice president.
Because I took up the time of the other things. Right?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah, you were single and you could spread your time.
So basically what
wide
you're saying
open.
Is I can't have it all.
It's so obvious you can't.
But not at the same time.
No, you need to soul search and find the things that you actually enjoy.
Want to do in that time.
Yeah. And then do it. That's if you so find hard. So much happiness in rock climbing, maybe you're set out to be a rock climber as opposed to some fucking salsa dancer.
Right now I'm in my salsa era.
So stop rock climbing and do salsa. Don't rock climb at all.
Okay, what are both of you? I'm curious. What are three things you would want to integrate into your schedule that you're like, I don't know how or I can't?
That I do everything I want to do.
I know one.
What?
Spend more time with your parents.
That is one. But I've solved it because they will live closer to me. And I feel like that will actually solve that issue. For me, the travel is time lost that I will actually now have.
That's true.
Because of that. Right. And I'm also solving it because I do my activities with them. I feel so weird with this nail polish right now. I do my activity with my dad. And that's two birds, one stone.
True.
You want to do salsa at rock climbing?
What do you mean?
Salsa on the wall?
No, I'm curious about, seriously, the question I asked you guys. Tell me. What?
I don't have any. I'm actively doing everything
I'm
going to
try
do.
And think about something. That way, what's something for you?
Something for me, what?
Something for you that you are not doing right now, but you would want to do.
If you had time.
And you can't figure out why you're not doing it.
Oh, for me, make more stories, edit more.
Why aren't you doing it?
Because I never have time for anything.
I bet you have time though.
No, for real. I never.
But that's why that's the question that you don't know why you don't have time.
Yes, I don't know. Like you guys think I'm going here and going putting my like I'm going to like start doing some homework for school. You know, like no.
As he posted on stories that he was in New York City
for 5 days.
Yeah.
No, but it makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So
I think it's also for a lot of people the fear of commitment to that thing once it started.
Yeah, it is.
Like
it is.
Okay. Example. Straight up example. Right. I don't own a rock climbing gym, obviously. Mm. But if I were to break down how the percentage of people that go to a rock climbing gym for the first time and only go one time and don't come back versus regular users of the gym. I think there's a lot of people who go to rock climbing gyms as a date, as an outing, as a thing with friends, and then don't ever fucking rock climb again. Like, it's just how it is. And that happened for us too. We ended up going with your cousin rock climbing many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we did.
And then we didn't go back. Like, we didn't go back for like the next 6 years. I didn't go with the intention of becoming a rock climber. It was just an outing. I go bowling to bowl, not to become a bowler. I'm not going to go bowling for the rest of my life, right? And so it's also like eras in our lives where we find an attachment with things.
It's the commitment that's scary. So like, Davi, are you afraid, let's say, if you're like, every day at 1 p.m. till like 2, I'm going to film and edit. Like, are you afraid of that commitment by any chance? Or
I'm afraid to that commitment. Yes, I'm afraid to that commitment. For real.
What scares you about it?
Because I think I can make it. Mm. Because sometimes I have work 2:07 to 4. Sometimes I, you know, class. Sometimes I doing other stuff, going to some travel, going to the beach.
Pregunta. Very quick question. And this is how we'll figure out where David's commitments lie. All right, we'll see. David, le hace una pregunta. Okay. You start Twitch streaming again. Y cuando prende el Twitch stream, hay 100 personas.
Oh.
Right? 100 okay. people.
Okay.
¿Cuál es la máxima cantidad de gente que usted ha tenido en un stream de una vez?
92.
Okay, fine. 200 people. I'm going to make it even bigger. Okay. 200 people.
No, give him 1,000. Give him
1,000. Fine, 1,000.
1,000 is a lot of people for the stream.
You've been streaming for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And every time you're on there's 2,000 people. Right? Your friend comes to you and says, hey, we're going on a trip to fucking Miami.
Yeah.
For a week. And you know you can't stream for 1 week. Would you go to Miami or would you stay streaming for that week since you know you have a new audience?
There's no wrong answer, by the way.
I know, but I want to know where his mind lies.
If I have 2,000 of media...
Concurrent. In ese momento, 2,000 concurrente.
I just escuché que media suck.
No, media is like in Spanish. Okay. Se dice concurrent, pero en español se dice media. Media.
2,000 fieles ahí.
Damn.
¿Se iría para Miami y los abandona o se queda?
No, I think I'm going to just make a story. It's on Instagram.
Okay.
No. I think
10 views.
I think I'm going to do IRL.
What's that?
No, I don't want those like ways of getting around it. In real life, Twitch stream.
Oh, no, but then Davi, if you were to come back, you only have 2 people.
Yeah, you lose them all. You lose them all.
No. Of course, I'm going to say. I'm going to say. Then 2,000 for being consecutive, of course, that's going to motivate me. I'm going to be a Twitcher. But
this is why I don't like that question.
Go ahead.
Because there really is no wrong answer, because you choose in life how you want to experience your life. And here's the thing. No, it's not wrong.
There's eras and times for everything.
I don't know if
there is. If you're in it and you feel the vibes and you know this is my time, how the fuck are you just going to drop it all and leave somewhere?
Can we hold on for a second? I know it doesn't make sense.
No sense.
I'm not going to...
No, go ahead. I want to hear your response.
I just kind of lost the motivation to even...
Come on.
Say.
I want to hear your thoughts.
I was thinking about myself and how for a long time I was creating for like 7 years like that.
You were in it for
where people would be like, hey, you want to go on this place? And I was like, no, I can't. I didn't see my parents. I didn't see anyone. I was kind of miserable. So then I gave up a lot for that. But then if you were to tell me, well, guess what? That was your prime. And guess what? It was my prime. Would I do it over again? I don't know. That's the thing.
The thing is, you don't know the longevity of it. You don't know if you go on the trip and you come back, there's only 10 and you lose all 2,000. Or maybe he goes on the trip
but
and comes back and they're still there.
To the system. And is that really a way to live life? That's what I don't like about this. It's like you are a slave to it.
I'm the type of guy, they say, oh, my friend gonna make a trip. I say, hey, whatever, I'm going. I don't think in what I'm doing, you know? Yes, I'm thinking in what I'm doing, but like I'm that type of person, don't overthinking what I'm gonna do.
I think what fucked up my metaphor was the fact that I use social media as that thing, though. Let me twist it just very quickly and then see if it still makes sense. David goes rock climbing and he can do V6s. He's knocking out V6s, right? And then he ends up going somewhere for like a month. And then when he comes back, he can't
do V6. Like Colombia. I'm going to Colombia.
Yeah. Y cuando vuelve, he can't do V6 anymore. he's down to like a V3, V4 because he lost the strength, he lost the flow, he lost
the thing. Something happened to me. Like, that's for real happened to me. And
yeah,
I did get them motivated and I go into the gym that now I'm not going anymore to rock.
So then he can't do V6s. He's stuck doing V3s. And guess what? He's demotivated. He stops going. He can't do V2s. He can't do V1s. And he can't do shit because he spent a month in Colombia.
But then is that a way to live? I don't know. I think about that because you kind of describe what happened to me at Salsa.
That happened to me.
You fall off.
I fell off.
You fall off.
I fell off and we were performing in front of everyone. I was like, what the? I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not doing a good job.
But you're hurting yourself.
I know I am.
By not going more because you're getting more behind.
Yes. I'm tired. Let's all go lay down.
There's only so few things in life that you can just stop and pick up where you were.
That's so annoying.
There's very few things. Just more examples. Call of Duty. I love Call of Duty. I don't play Call of Duty for a week and I come back, I'm garbage. My aim is off. Yeah. I can't jump. I can't climb. I die all the time. No lie. It takes me like 3 days to pick up where I was. That's just how it is.
But maybe we should learn to... I'm just trying to think about like... That's the reality of life, right?
For everything.
Even if you don't go to the gym for a while, you're... You know, you go on vacation, you...
Bro, I did my bachelor's in biomed and I haven't done biomed in like 8 years. Ask me anything about biology. I don't know shit. I didn't practice it. I dropped it completely. Like,
no, you do. You do.
Yes, they will pop up. But am I some fucking biomed master? No, not anymore. I used to be so good at biochem.
If somebody... Okay, Dennis, question for you. Mm-hmm. If an university send you a job for you working like a teacher for biomed, you don't gonna do it?
Hell no.
I'm pay you, listen, like, I'm gonna pay you crazy because it's Harvard. I'll pay you.
Ni por 100,000 ni 200,000.
Al menos. Al menos.
Naya.
No sería enseñar.
He would never do that.
No.
He regrets his work.
Yo, it was so hard. I regret all of it. All of it. I regret all of it. Getting a double major biotech biomed was the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, God. That shit sounds hard as fuck.
That is funny.
And okay. You know, this topic has been so great, and I keep coming up with ideas, right? One time when Natalie and I were going out at the beginning, I had to stop seeing her for like two, 3 weeks.
Wait, why?
Because I had an exam.
So hard.
Oh, I had a test.
Guys, that was...
I swear to you, I thought our relationship was done. It was over.
Because
I hadn't seen her or texted her in so long.
You guys, it was the hardest point of our relationship. I thought we were over.
Yeah, we hadn't talked in forever.
He didn't like... Nothing that was like right, like even good morning, like no, he was so focused and I didn't understand that, and I feel really bad and I want to apologize.
But he's really hot. He know how to prioritize the things for real.
When you are,
you do that
if you're in something, and why not go hard, right?
I'm like, so like that. Sorry, because that's a lot of pressure to put on you over something that you actually had to do.
I had to do it.
And I remember I gave you so much shit about it. And like, it was a really hard time in our relationship.
Guys, I had finals.
Okay.
And the UCF library would open at 7. I lived an hour away, so I would wake up at 5 to be at the library at 7, and literally the old lady that opens the library would see me at the door every day for me to walk in to the library to sit my ass for 7 hours studying before an hour long exam.
No, that's what you have to look for.
I know.
College is,
and I did that every day for 7 years.
Damn.
For 7 years, that was me. Like towards the end of like my career.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Library, exams, back home.
7 years is crazy.
Organic chemistry, everything, microbiome.
Now, I want to ask you something, but with all the respect.
Oh, God.
Was it worth it? Like,
yeah.
No. No. Okay. I do want to say, though, that it's because of what I do now. It wasn't worth it. But if I would have ended up doing something in it, then totally it would have been worth it. That would have been my life. Like, that would have been like true. Everything.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I'd so still valid. Be in it.
So valid.
You know, I think it's...
There's so much I regret about college.
No, I want to say this like in a way... So the other day, I actually came across my economics teacher from high school.
Yeah.
He lives around here, like where I live. And I saw him and I was like, hey, do you remember me? He's like, Natalie, how could I forget? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, you're like famous and like saying all of the things. I'm like, no, no. And he's like telling his wife. He's like, no, she's like super popular, whatever. And so I was like, I just want to thank you because you changed my perspective about school. He was the only teacher who told me that just because you go to college or whatnot, you're not guaranteed a job. And I know people know that now, but back then, that was what everybody was doing. That was what you're supposed to do.
You know, not anymore.
That's why I said not now.
No, no, yeah.
Not so, now.
So at the beginning of my career and at the end of my career, I noticed people going to school for different reasons. Okay. When I went to school, it was, I have a passion in this. Towards the end, it's like, how much money does this make me?
Oh, totally.
That is two different people going into the same field. If you're passionate about something, you don't care about the money. It's just, I really love science. Yeah. And so you're going to go into it. These next people that are coming in. So, okay. What is up with everybody on TikTok doing nursing? So many people doing nursing.
Nursing has been very popular for a while. Yeah,
for a while, but it is even more popular. Everybody's going into nursing.
And
why?
It's hard.
Because of the time that it takes to be a nurse versus being a doctor. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense to be a doctor. So people are weighing their time, the amount of value and money that they can make from all of these careers and like, where do I want to go to maximize my time and make the most money?
But I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I did it wrong. I pursued passion. And where did that get me? Nothing.
You have a diploma. It's a nice
Yeah, anyone
one.
Can get that.
Your mom is proud. She's like, look, my son.
Your mom is so proud of you, Dennis, for real. Yeah. Your mom is the most proud girl in the life. She go to Colombia and say, mi hijo Dennis, consiguió todo esto. Yeah, I know because I see her in that situation.
But I can understand how you probably feel like you had a big part of your life ripped away because you did something that you didn't even end up doing.
So, moral of the story. For me, it was school. For many other people, it could have been a hobby that they would have pursued as hard as I did my career. Instead of the library at 7, maybe it's someone at a rock climbing gym. Maybe it's like what I'm saying is that is the master of one. That is the example of the master of one. A person who dedicates their time, whose relationship literally almost ended because they were so focused on one
thing. When you guys going to see each other again, how was that?
I apologize. You brought me soup because I was sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, he knows I'm alive. Like, I was so mad.
I apologize. And I said, Natalie.
But you should not have.
I'm
you
sorry.
Really shouldn't
like,
have. That's so immature.
But when when the exam started, I said, "Hey, I might not see you for
you
like
did.
A week or two because I have to do this."
But imagine we'd see each other every day. So when all of a sudden I'm not getting text messages from him, he's not calling me. I'm like, "What is going on?" But it's okay. What I'm trying to say is, it was very immature of me to put you through so much stress when you should have just been focusing on.
Guys,
that.
I know a lot of you in the comments are going to be like, "Oh, but it only takes a minute to like text," but.
No,
so in my mind, it was panic mode for like 2 weeks. It was
no.
If I don't read this paragraph of this part of the book, that's going to be the fucking question on the exam.
No, I get that.
And so I knew like I need to get consume it all because I need to be so ready.
Can I just tell you, I understand what it's like to not have a minute in your day to be able to text someone. Like, I think it's absurd when some people are like, you couldn't even text me. It's like. No, like I've had days like that. I can't imagine. You know what I mean? So I totally understand.
All right. Final.
So you bring the soap and what?
The soup?
The soup.
And we just kind of made up. I mean, he was done with the exam.
I think, yeah, no, I, first of all.
He had finished.
I like lost weight. I was.
Yeah, you look
I was
different.
Bony as fuck. I felt like I was
dying. It was the first time I saw you wear sweatpants.
Yes.
I was like,
I was a mess.
Because Dennis never wore sweatpants like that. You were a mess.
We didn't do a whole episode about the mental toll it takes on someone's mind to go to school and everything about school.
I totally forget. It's so crazy to me. That was so long ago. But college is not easy. Crazy.
All right.
You get so stressful for everything.
You get what?
That's it.
You get what?
So stressful for everything.
So yes. And it's expensive. Books are very expensive.
Final answers. Master of one or jack of all trades? Jack of all trades or master of one? And then I'll answer and then we can answer.
¿Qué significa eso en español, Rafi?
El maestro de una cosa o el jack of all trades es como muy bueno en varias, pero no es como el maestro.
I think a master for me.
And obviously not master of one. You could be the master of two or three things, but...
Yeah, I want to be good at everything, so a master.
Master at...
everything.
Master of all trades. For me, it's master. I think you need to be really good, really, really good at a few things. I'm not going to go and create a botanical garden.
Yeah.
I am not going to learn violin. And I need to be content that when I die, I never played violin. And I need to be okay with that. There's no possible way to be good at everything.
For me, be a master. I remember my dad say always, "Está bueno para una cosa y ya." Estaba solamente bueno para una cosa que se haga bien hechecita, hágalo bien, bien, bien hecho y ya.
Yeah. I mean, but to be honest, I can't live my life like that.
Yeah, me neither. I want to have fun.
What the fuck? You guys both just said master, but you ended up going jack?
But I want to have fun.
I want to have fun. I mean, I'll tell you this. I think I've mastered I've done the master of, or what is it? I've become the master.
The master of one.
In my time, I was really good at my craft on YouTube. Then I had a little bit of fun. And that's shit saying.
Guys, please write in the comments what you think. Is it all based on eras? Can you be the master in 5 years and switch and become the master of something else? Do you feel like that mastery follows you forever? What are your thoughts? Write it in the comments. Thank you for watching today's episode. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern time, same time.
This went by too fast.
Week.
You're right.
Holy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.